This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Folks, you know, the name of our show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends, and our next guest is a longtime friend, Randy Ruth. Now, I bet you a lot of you fished with Randy, Team Redneck Guide Service down at Whitney. Randy's standing by. I've kind of slacked, and we just haven't made contact to give all you updates regularly on Lake Whitney, but fishing has been really, really good. We have Randy to tell us all about it. Thank you, Randy, for being with us. I appreciate you being here, man.
Well, thanks for having me, Luke. It's good to talk to you this morning.
I feel like I've been in the boat with you, although it's been some time since I have, by looking at all the pictures that you post on Facebook. Striper fishing, from what I can tell down at Lake Whitney, is as good as or better than it's ever been. I mean, it's just lots of fish being caught.
A lot of fish. In fact, last year, I didn't get the exact numbers, but I read where John Tibbs wrote on Texas Parks and Wildlife website that the 2015-16 gill net survey netted more fish than any historical record.
Wow. Well, to have a fishery, to have that kind of fishing at a lake as pretty as Whitney, that's puts the icing on the cake to me. It's an awesome place to, a lot of good scenery there too, you know, other than just the fishing, right?
Right. Oh, it's one of the most scenic lakes in Texas, and it's a clean lake. I don't know how many times in the last couple of months, you know, fishing some new clients that just fell in love with the lake and the white limestone bluffs as the sun's coming up and the clear water. And then also, you know, they always, a lot of them are commenting on out there at the beaches, you know, playing, swimming, riding around in the boat, and how clean Lake Whitney is.
You betcha. Well, let's get down to some fish catching tips, Randy. I know this time of year in past years, down rigging, or maybe it hasn't started yet, but this is kind of the time of year, maybe a few more weeks or something, when a lot of people do down rig. Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, I've switched over, and you know, Luke, it's a strange year. Even as hot as we've been, water temperature is still around 83 to 84 degrees. Sometimes in the afternoon, you can get back up in the creeks and find an 88 degree temperature. But that lake temperature should be around 88 degrees right now. The thermocline, every year, you can set your clock in July, the thermocline is going to be at 22 feet. Yesterday morning, left out a little, right at daylight, a little before daylight. And the thermocline was down at 35 feet, and I can't figure it out other than the water temperature is not up like it normally is this time of year.
Yeah, maybe it's the cooler nights. Who knows? But I know that's a factor on it. When you're not everybody is proficient at down rigging, and I do know it's pretty much a specialized way of fishing. You need to have somebody teach you how to do it, or spend a lot of time knowing where to be pulling those net downrigger ball. I mean, you don't want to just randomly hook on and start trolling, do you?
No, there's, you know, a bit of, mathematical equation to it, if you would, science to it. You're not just putting your baits down there and driving around randomly. I like to fish a lot of structure, road beds and stuff with them. But depending on the weight of your downrigger ball, for one thing, and how far it kicks back, will depend on how, you know, say you're marking fish at 25 feet, you know, you just don't want to put them down at 24 feet and think you're there at the fish. You've got to play with it and know where that downrigger ball, with the way it kicks out, how far it kicks out behind the boat, how deep it's traveling, how far you're casting out and making your cast, and the size of your bait. You know, I'm running mostly a half inch and half ounce and three quarter ounce baits, and they fall a little bit different, you know, as far as depth. They'll fall deeper than the ball. And I try to figure out where I've got 4 pounds on the front long arms and 8 pounds on the back. And I've got it pretty much figured out where, you know, I put the weights down at a certain depth. I know my baits are going to be right at or right above the fish's heads. I had some guys in the boat the other day go, man, we've been doing this all backwards. No wonder we're not catching any fish. We assumed that since the downrigger weights were heavier than the baits wouldn't fall as deep as the weights. And they were fishing above the fish's heads. But these old, way above them. But these fish, these trappers feed looking up. And you want to position that bait just right at or right above the fish's heads. And then what I do is I've got it timed on my graph. When I see this school of fish or stripers pass by the screen at a certain point, I know my baits are at them fish. And I'll do an S-curve, S-turn, and make the inside baits fall and the outside baits rise. And doing that S, a lot of times that'll trigger that reaction strike. And that's what we're looking at this time of year. A lot of times these old hot days and bright sunshiny days, these fish will feed at night and shut down during the day. And I can go out there in the middle of the day with these downriggers and get a reaction strike off of them.
And that's what it is, I know, Randy. In other words, they're not actively feeding fish, say, at, noon or whatever. They're there, and you know they're there. And like you say, there is some science behind it. A lot of technology now goes into it, but you can position, locate your GPS on them, know where they're at. You know exactly, and you know how deep they are. I dare say if you had been pulling those downrigger ball, 3 foot deeper than what it was, and that bait wasn't right in their front of their face, you wouldn't catch them. Randy, how about for folks that don't, that don't have downriggers? I know a lot of people use planer boards, and I guess to a degree that would work, but that really doesn't position the bait exactly where you want it pulling a planer board, does it?
No, the planer board will get your boat, baits out away from the boat, but you got to have something to get that bait down there.
Right, yeah.
And years ago, before I started guiding, I would troll for stripers using a hellbender.
Yep.
But if you'll take that front hook off the hellbender, I like to leave the back hook on because the strippers will hit it too. But take that front hook off, get you about a 6 foot, 20 pound big game clear monofilament leader and tie on to it. Tie you a 3/4 ounce bucktail jig on the end of that, and I'm using striper snapper tackle and a plastic worm on the back of it. And again, striper snapper tackle, a snake worm, it just has an incredible action on it. And then if you'll take that hellbender and using a bait casting reel, I use the 6000 or 6500s and free spool it. Put your boat, and if I remember correctly, it's been a year or two, but it's like set your boat at 2 miles an hour or around 800 to 1,000 RPM. Free spool that line, thumb that line out and count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and you can count that bait down to where you need to be and count that hellbender down about 2 feet above the fish's head that you're marking, and that'll put that 3/4 ounce jig down at the fish's head. And what that does with that line in front of it, it helps to hold that hellbender down in the front to make it dig in deeper and dive deeper.
You bet. A lot of people use that same technique, and I've done it too, removing the hooks on that big hellbender, the front hooks for sure, and put a leader on there and a little pet spoon. And that's a lethal combination for sand bass for sure. A lot of them have been caught that way, but I can see the stripers a little bit, a bucktail jig, bigger bait, when you're targeting the bigger fish. That's a good plan. How about down at Whitney, Randy, how about catfish? Have you got any updates, or I'm sure you've seen what's going on, although you're probably primarily fishing for stripers, I'm sure.
I haven't personally done any striper trips this summer. Now, a friend of mine down here guides for catfish, and it slowed down some. He's still catching some good eater size, up to about 10. I think the other day he had one about 15, and not catching a lot of fish, but a steady bite.
And
catching them relatively shallow, on cut shad, gizzard shad, maybe some cut carp or something.
Right. I know you concentrate strictly on stripers, but I do remember years ago when the water was real high, you'll recall this, and the egrets were nesting up there around that island, and what fun fishing under corks when those catfish were up there chowing down on the
the easy to find food supply. Now, when that happens, that's I'm sure it'll happen again, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a little while. 2016, I think, was the last flood that we had.
Yep.
With again, you know, people, clients that fished with me, even back then. And I think that was 2007 when we did that, Luke.
Yep, you're right.
And even a lot of people that fished that catfish back then, when they hear that Whitney's on the rise or flooding, they'll give me a call and I'll start running.
They remember it. You bet.
Phenomenal.
Well, Randy, it is sure good to get you back on the radio with me. And I want to, you know, anytime you have the time, give me a call and we'll, you know, we'll get, let everybody know what's going on at Whitney. How about inviting folks to the website, Facebook, and then how do they call you, Randy?
That's easy, Brian. They can hit me on my cell phone at 817-822-5539. Look me up on the web at teamredneck.net. Or stop by my Facebook page at Team Redneck Strapper Guide Service, Lake Whitney, Texas.
All right, Randy. We'll get you back soon. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of catfish bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.